And then McDermott summed that up for me. Naturally disappointed, but the better team won on the day.
Oh yeah, can't argue with that. Disappointing, as you say. Put up a bit of a showing in the first half, and the second half just didn't keep up the standard that we had hoped we could get and keep at. But now, as you say, listen, can't, no complaints about the result.
Yeah, I mean, they the tonic of the early goal. You got back, you got an early goal. It was 1-2 apiece, and that was the last time you were level.
That was it. As you say, we just didn't. As you say, we got, that goal kind of got them to start that either team would have wanted. Mm. Us getting the other goal was good, but we just didn't kind of capitalise on it then, if you know what I mean. We didn't just push on and get a couple of more scores to can't even go ahead. Yeah. But no, listen, as you say there, they have quality. Free taking, Jared Gilmore hitting frees, you're not going to miss many. Like, and we just were giving them a few soft ones and it wasn't helping matters.
And even in attack, you know, their defence seemed to be capable to deal with much of what you threw at them.
That's it. It just wasn't sticking for us up there. If we could even draw a foul or anything like that, it just wasn't sticking on the forward line for us. Missing one or two, but here, we can write excuses all day long. But yeah, you have 15 men on the pitch at the end of the day.
Conor Gartland has always put in a shift there. I mean, he did as much as he could, but just on the day, there were too many things going against you.
That's a lesson. You know what you're getting from Conor. Mm. Conor's going to give it 100% no matter what. And listen, there's other boys along in there as well, but Conor always gives that 100% and more. Like, any team that has Conor Gartland on it, I'll tell you what, they're doing all right.
So ultimately, the final, Unions against Setanta, who have been the best two teams in the championship this year.
Oh, that's it. Here, listen, we've been written off from January, I think we've been written off from this year, from everybody outside of our own club. Like, and listen, we tried, we thought we might have got a result, I thought we might have got a foot in the final, and who knows in the finals, like, but listen, the two teams are there now, and hopefully they'll give us a good game to watch, and winners come out, whoever comes out on top, well, fair play.
And for your guys now, a break for most of them. Some might be dual players, but for most of them, it's time to reflect.
That's going to be a long winter now, as you say. But yeah, no, that's it. The boys, a few boys there, a football championship coming up and keep them in shape. But it's just, as you say, a long winter now when you're finished this time of year. But yeah, that needs to be looked upon too, Chris. Ulster's not till October. Mm. You know, why is the hurling get pushed to the side just because football, don't get me wrong, the footballers, 100%, I'm a footballer myself, but hurling needs to be looked at in this county as well, as in when it's played and leading up to county finals, then the gap that you have for Ulster, like, that's a disgrace.
So a 4-week gap now to the county final, and then there's a gap again, so, and there were problems in previous years, so it's far from ideal.
That's not fair for the county champions, no matter who the county champions are. How do you prepare? Yeah. How do you prepare for a Ulster campaign when it's, I think we 9 weeks we waited last year. Yeah. Doesn't matter what team it is, you can't prepare for an Ulster Championship in 9 weeks. You know, throw football in for us, you know, it's just not fair. Something needs to be looked at by the county board, so what, I don't know.